True Justice by Robert K. Tannenbaum, read by Nick Sullivan.
Chapter 1. A Salvadorian Chinese man, wearing a red Hebrew National apron, with a black checked keffiyeh around his neck and a Yankees hat on his head, in short, a typical New Yorker, jaywalked across 10th Avenue at 52nd Street, contemplating, like so many of his fellow citizens, a minor offense. He was a food vendor. The January dusk was closing in, and he wanted to dispose of the considerable trash that had collected on his cart after 12 hours of dispensing edible garbage. He was supposed to carry it back to the cart depot, but he was now about to deposit a fat plastic bag in one of the row of trash cans he knew was kept behind the pizza joint across the street. The commercial trash collectors of the city were still recovering from a week of snow and ice, though, and he discovered that the 5 cans in the alleyway off 52nd were full, with bulging black bags stacked around them. The man looked over his shoulder to see whether anyone was watching and lifted up one of the bags. His plan was to secrete his own modest contribution behind one of these stinking blimps. Instead, he froze, goggling, and stumbled backward, knocking over one of the trash cans. Someone else had obviously had the same idea because a dead baby was lying on top of the trash bag he had uncovered. It was slaty blue, face up, the little face shriveled like an old vegetable. It was a boy with the exaggerated genitals of the neonate, and its long, ropey umbilical cord dragged down into the shadows beneath the trash. "What's happening?" said a voice in Spanish behind him. A kitchen worker in whites and a cheap black parka stood behind him. The vendor was speechless. The kitchen man said, "Hey, man, what are you..."